Now we have calling in Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and he's had quite a dialogue going on with Dr. Fauci. And Rand, how are you?
Very good, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we've had round after round, and I'm glad that he's actually agreeing to follow the science, that if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason why you need to be wearing a mask. It's just disappointing that it's taken him 3 or 4 months to actually decide to follow the science. And even when he did, he sort of admitted he didn't want people seeing him without a mask. It wasn't that the mask was doing any good for him. He was basically wearing it for theater. And I don't think our scientists that give us the ideas for how we should live our lives should be doing things based on theater. It ought to be based on facts.
Wow, that's quite a revelation. And where do we go from here, Senator? I've said to people on the radio that July 4th is Independence Day one way or another.
Yeah, and I think this is a crack in the dam, and I hope that people will step forward, good Americans who believe in the independence and the freedom of choice, will step forward and take back their freedom. They're still telling us, Dr. Fauci and the CDC are still telling us, that if your eighth grader is running in a track meet outside, that they have to have a mask on. This is ridiculous, not based in any science. They're telling us that our kids that are in camp need to be 6 feet apart and wearing a mask at all times. There's no science, there's no evidence that kids are getting very sick from this disease or that they're transmitting it very well. And right now, the numbers, daily numbers of COVID have plummeted. We're on our way towards the end of this. What we need to do is get the government to wake up, leave us alone, and particularly leave our kids alone.
When we finally do the total reconciliation of the people that died in 2020 from COVID, how do you think it's going to show? Ed, how do you think it's going to show? Because X amount of people died in 2018, 2019, then 2020, is it going to show that much of an increase?
I think there will be some increase, but I think the number that they're putting on the website of 600,000 probably overstates the numbers. I don't want to argue that no one died from COVID. I know two people who did die from COVID. So people did die from the disease. And I had a young staff member who got very sick and almost died. So it is a serious disease. But we also know that many people who had other serious diseases, such as metastatic cancer or other things that they may have been dying from, may have died with COVID and not necessarily from COVID. So I think it's important to look at the statistics, but it's also important that we just tell the truth. Part of the reason Dr. Fauci is no longer trusted is he hasn't been honest with us. And so we need to really be truthful with the American people. They need good advice. So 100 million Americans got COVID the natural way and have immunity naturally. We need to be honest with them that they do have immunity, and that's important, and that's actually what's contributing with the vaccine to why we're all getting less infections now. But I think it's very important the government not tell us things to do, force mandates on us, without first having the burden of proving that these mandates are actually helping public health.
And now that just about everybody by July 4th will be double vaccinated, or what do you think? The theaters are going to open up? The movie theaters are going to open up? What's your vision?
Well, most of the country, you know, with reasonable government has been opening up. So throughout the South, Florida, Texas, most of these states, and particularly states that have Republican governors, have been opening up. It's really places like New York and California, Illinois, with Democrat governors who are very much, I think, have an impulse to authoritarianism. They like telling people what to do. Have you ever met any more than Cuomo, who loves seeing himself on television every day giving a pronouncement of how he's keeping people safe? Meanwhile, the facts finally caught up to Cuomo, and guess what? More people died in New York per capita than any place in the world, and it was probably because of Cuomo putting people in the nursing home who were sick, that were diagnosed in the hospital, and putting them back into a nursing home to reseed the nursing homes and let the contagion spread throughout these nursing homes. So we'll see. But already, places are opening up throughout the South. If you're in Florida, restaurants are completely full, and they have been for a while. I think movie theaters, bowling alleys, gyms are starting to open up again. And the bottom line is really almost none of the things government told us to do changed the trajectory of this at all. The only thing that had finally changed the trajectory and limited the virus spread was the vaccine and natural immunity, which all started kicking together in about end of January, into February.
Now that everything's almost getting back to normal, Senator, Should I compel my employees, or should anybody compel their employees to have the vaccine? Or, well, what do you think?
You know, I think medical decisions in a free society, each individual assumes their own risk. And the thing is if someone chooses not to be vaccinated and you are vaccinated, they're not a risk to you. They're taking a risk for themselves. So I think really medical decisions should be private. In fact, we used to all believe that. There's a law called HIPAA that really says we're really not supposed to pry into the affairs, the medical affairs of our employees. So I think really in the end, we need to have a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere here, because I think people, particularly on the left, they're saying, oh, I could never go to a restaurant if someone next to me wasn't vaccinated. And it's like, well, it shouldn't matter to you at all. If you've been vaccinated, you're protected. And if that's their business, if they have either a religious or philosophic reason, or maybe they just think the pandemic's over and they don't want to get vaccinated, or maybe they're like me, I already had it. I mean, should they force people to get vaccinated that already had COVID and survived? They would first have to prove that the vaccine is better than being infected. Now, I'm not saying it's wise to get infected on purpose, but a lot of us got infected whether we wanted to or not. About 100 million of us got infected. And I think that we should have a choice whether we take a vaccine or not, because frankly, all of the studies show that I have just as good of immunity as the people who've been vaccinated. Now, in a year's time, if people say, oh, people that had it naturally are getting infected a lot more than people who've been vaccinated, I might change my mind. But until they show me evidence that people who've already had the infection are dying in large numbers or being hospitalized or getting very sick, I've just made my own personal decision that I'm not getting vaccinated because I've already had the disease and I have natural immunity now. But that should be my, in a free country, you would think people would honor, the idea that each individual would get to make their medical decisions, that it wouldn't be Big Brother coming and telling me, what I have to do. Are they going to also tell me I can't have a cheeseburger for lunch? Are they going to tell me I have to eat carrots only and, cut my calories? All that would probably be good for me, but I don't think Big Brother ought to tell me to do it.
Now, early on in April, May, June, July, a lot of people died. Did they die because our doctors didn't really know how to handle it correctly and they finally learned?
Yeah, there was one interesting point. In March of last year, so a little over a year ago, Fauci came before my committee, and I asked him about the use of steroids in very sick people. Could it maybe help with all the fluid that was leaking into their lungs? And, of course, Dr. Fauci, always certain of himself, looked at me and said, no, Senator, we've studied that, and steroids are not showing any evidence they will work. Well, one of the things we learned last spring is, yes, steroids are actually probably the most important thing we give people when they get really, really sick. The other thing we learned is that monoclonal antibodies work. So when President Trump got this, when Giuliani got this, and when Chris Christie got this, each of them got what are called monoclonal antibodies within the first couple of days of being sick, and they got better almost immediately. And this is something Dr. Fauci should spend more time telling people. I've never heard him say it, but it's absolutely true, and is a public service announcement to make, that if you're getting sick and you begin to cough with COVID, that's a bronchitis, and at that time, before you get too sick, there's a window of opportunity to take these monoclonal antibodies. Regeneron makes this and Eli Lilly. But without a doubt, this has reduced the death rate dramatically. Monoclonal antibodies, steroids have helped. And then there's also another antiviral drug called remdesivir, which I think the mix of all three of those things tends to bring the death rate down. And really, the death rate was so much lower in January of this year. It was 80% lower than last spring, because we are treating it a lot better. So, yes, I think the treatment, we've learned a lot about saving lives. The vaccine's going to prevent the disease in a lot of people. But there still will be people getting this disease over the next 6 months, if not forever. But I think we've learned a lot. Particularly, we've learned from the mistakes of Governor Cuomo that putting people with infectious disease in a nursing home is really a terrible, terrible idea and spreads the disease very rapidly in a nursing home.
That was very, very bad. I had Dr. Fauci on my radio show on January 24th or 25th back in 2020, and he said to everybody, don't worry about the virus, it's going to be nothing. He actually said that. And then I had him back in the fall, and I said, Dr. Fauci, did you believe what the Chinese were telling you? So it was your fault that you believed the Chinese were telling you? What do you think happened?
Well, I think there's a great deal of evidence that the Chinese lab has not been careful with handling very dangerous viruses. They've also done what's called gain of function, where they take an animal virus and through culture techniques, they transform it and mutate it so it can infect humans. I think this is very, very dangerous and risky research. We do some of it in the United States. There's 11 labs in the United States doing this gain-of-function or supervirus research. And could it have leaked from the lab? I think it's very much a possibility. We don't have proof, but we should be investigating it. One bit of evidence that makes us think it might have come from the lab is that they have not been able to find an intermediate animal host. So they think it came from a bat, but in the previous viruses, it was a bat biting or infecting some other animal like a ferret or a civet then that was eaten. In this case, they haven't been able to find any animal that carries this virus. And in fact, when they take the COVID virus and they try to infect bats with it, they find the bats don't readily get this virus. So some of that is circumstantial evidence that maybe this could have come from the lab. The bottom line is I have an amendment this week that I will be attaching to a bill or trying to get attached that says that we should no longer send U.S. government money to this lab in Wuhan. I think that any kind of money to juice up these superviruses should not be given to the communist government or their labs. I don't understand why we were ever doing it. They're a rich country. Why in the world would we be subsidizing their research for them, particularly in something that could be weaponized and could be dangerous to the world? So the bottom line is I don't know if they leaked it on purpose or if they leaked it accidentally or if this just arose naturally, but it darn sure ought to be investigated. In the meantime, we shouldn't give them any money to be continuing any of this research.
I think, Senator, everybody agrees with you then. And the one big item is that they did stop flying those aircraft in between Wuhan and the rest of China while they kept the international flights going. And that was very, very sad.
Yep, I agree.
Anything else you want to tell the American people?
No, I think that pretty much got it. I think we also have to be aware, though, that your government is borrowing more money than they've ever borrowed in the history, more money than we borrowed during all of World War II, and that this alarming amount of borrowing may well devalue the currency, meaning that prices may rise. And so people think it's great that the government sent them free checks, but the problem is there really is no such thing as a free lunch, no such thing as a free check. If your wages go down if your prices of things you purchase go up by $1,400 next year, you'll find that the $1,400 check they gave you really just disappears into nothing and that no wealth was created. So I fear that inflation is coming from all this debt, and at the very least, we shouldn't pile more debt on this year. So I'm opposing President Biden spending us into oblivion.
Senator Rand Paul, thank you so much for calling in today and keeping the American people informed, and thank you for your common sense.
Thanks, John.